Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Bless our USA. I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment. Today, with our listening audience, many of you are in the zones that are either currently or have the sad likelihood of being around wildfires this summer. We've been having them each year. We're seeing even more. I'm not a firefighter. I appreciate them. I have a daughter who is a fire engineer, and so I, of course, appreciate that as well. And I wish for everyone's safety. But for me, I was planning on talking about some different things, but it's come up with some of the different preparedness things that I've done in there that this is one that was thought of as one that I might do, having to do with talking a little bit about wildfires when you're returning home. We might do this as a couple parts, but to begin on some of this, it's important to remember that when you are cleared to return home, once you have the approval, don't go in before, wait, honor those as hard as it is, but when you're cleared to return home, remember that there can be problems in terms of the roadway when you're trying to come in. Be careful of that because there's trees, brush, rocks, and if there was a spot of rain, which seems welcome, we know, all of us that live in this sort of an area, that oftentimes those can result in things washing down, and you can get a heavy rain that can also damage a roadway surface. Be careful. Move slow. You've waited all this time. Get in and something is loosened or there's a problem with that or it looks dangerous. Notify someone. You'll get in. They'll help you get in. So that can be done. Once you arrive at your home, remember that you need to check the grounds for hot spots. Sometimes there's smoldering vegetation or sumps if you're in this area that was an active fire. And that's what I'm referring to here. You need to check the roof and the exterior areas. I'm going to talk about these a couple of times. Sparks or embers. The attic and throughout the house, burning sparks or embers. Again, I'll talk a little more about that. For the fire damage, turn off all the appliances and make sure the meter is not turning before you try to fire everything up to check how it is. Take your time and go through doing this. Check if you have a well or a pump house. Make sure, though, once you get the power back on, that those things are in working order because water is critical, not for putting out the fire, but for being able to return home. And sometimes there's damage, it's broken, or something has gotten in with their sediment. So those are things that you need to do immediately before you can even begin to get into your house. Next time that we're here, we're going to talk a little bit more about returning home. Again, bless our USA. I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.